Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. You can always join in the conversation by calling 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is grabbing attention. All three of my guests find ways to grab your attention. One through internet marketing, one by revising history, and one by smacking the Geico gecko. My first guest is an internet marketing guru. He'll teach us how to attract customers' attention, even stand out when marketing budgets are cut to the bone. My second guest looks at one of American history's most notorious figures and asks the question, what if? He wrote the book that Sinclair Lewis meant to write way back in 1947. My third guest fought the system and won. He'll tell us what it took to get the attention of the Geico gecko and how he overcame the odds to stand up for his rights. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest is, this is going to be a real treat, Jim Cockrell. He is a serial web entrepreneur. He helps big businesses and small businesses build successful new online business strategies, learn how to leverage social media for more sales, more leads, more publicity. He helps them to create innovative marketing campaigns. He helps them innovate new products and services, attract first-class publicity that gives an ROI, and make more profits with less work. Who wouldn't want that? He started such companies as Scratchback.com, which is an online tip jar for bloggers, Blog Kits, which is an affiliate marketing program designed for bloggers, and he is part owner and creator of a search engine marketing firm that ranks in the top 15 SEO agencies, according to Ad Age magazine. He's been quoted and featured in numerous publications, too numerous to add to really talk to about here. He is a program faculty manager for the University of San Francisco's Internet Marketing Program. He is also a graduate of the University of Akron with a BA in Public Relations and a minor in Sales and Marketing. Welcome to the show, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and wow, what an intro.
Well, hey, man, it's all about you. There's nothing in there that you didn't do. So if there's something to be proud of, you deserve to be proud of it. But let's set the stage for our listeners. First of all, you are the author of a brand new book, which I like very much. It's titled Attention, This Book Will Make You Money. Now, why wouldn't you pay attention to something like that? But before we launch into the book and talk about what you've got in there, set the stage for us, if you will, Jim, because you actually had a really life-changing event that took you down this road. You were about 34 years old. Tell us about that event and how you started walking down the road that you're walking down.
Well, a life-changing event happened. One day I was sitting at my desk on the phone with a client, and my heart started to beat out of my chest, and I started to get dizzy. And I thought I was having a heart attack, and I thought I was going to die. And, you know, after a week of doctor testing and all those things, I realized that, you know, it wasn't a heart attack, and we all know what it was. If you've ever had your first panic attack, you know that you have had a panic attack, and you're not dying. And it was at that point that I realized that I really needed to change the way that I did business. And I kind of got this whole thing about building a business around a lifestyle. Right, there's so many people out there who are working too often, working too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best things you can do with the internet is build a business around a lifestyle. If you only want to work 30 hours a week or 10 hours a week and you need to make $20,000 a month, one of the best ways to do it is to go out there and build an internet business, get some attention to it and make money and live the life that you want.
Well, I love the fact that when you consult with these big businesses or small businesses, no matter what, you start with two basic fundamental questions. And what are the first two questions that you ask somebody who's getting into a new business venture, maybe a new business of their own?
Well, the very first one you want to ask is how much do you need? How much? What's your monthly number, right? So do you need to make $5,000 a month? Do you need to make $10,000, $20,000? I had somebody once tell me they needed to make $100,000 per month.
Wow.
Fine. But that's the number is supposed to be what's the number that you need to pay your bills and live comfortably, not enough so that you can drive a Bentley, right? It's the number that means you can just live a comfortable life
mm-hmm.
and you take care of your family and all that stuff. So that's the first thing everyone needs to decide. Write that down right now. You don't have to show anybody or tell anyone. Just put that number in your head. Let's say $10,000.
Okay.
The second question is, how many hours a week do I want to work? And when I ask people this question, they always say, what do you mean? I have to work 40 hours a week. No, you don't. If you write it down, you say, look, I have the kids half the time or my kids are in school and I can only really commit to 20 hours a week. I'd like to make $10,000 and I'd like to work 20 hours a week. When you have those two questions answered, you have the genesis for what type of business that you can build, an online business that will allow you to actually do those things. And it's absolutely possible. I see it every single day.
All right. Well, I like that. I mean, start with the amount of money that you want to make to cover your nut, and then how many hours a week do you want to work to do that? Now, one of the things that I really enjoyed about your book, Attention, This Book Will Get You Money, Make You Money, is that you teach what I will call cornerstone principles. And you talk about many companies that have them, and a couple of the companies you mentioned in there, 5-Hour Energy, FedEx, Google, these are all great companies. But some of the principles that you teach are really remarkable as well. So in the context of using 5-Hour Energy, because it is such a remarkable company, and I'll ask you to set the stage on that. What are some of the keystone principles that 5-Hour Energy really teaches us when it comes to marketing on the internet or just marketing in general?
Yeah. You know, 5-Hour Energy, I was reading the New York Times one day. I don't drink caffeine, so I'm not a energy type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really know anything about the company, but I was reading a New York Times article one day, and I learned that it's an $800 million market, the shot market, for those little energy drinks.
Wow.
I'm not talking about Red Bull cans. I'm talking about the little shots you get in the gas station or at the bodega, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an $800 million market, and 5-Hour Energy owns 70% of it.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, there's got to be a reason how a company can be. I mean, they're essentially Google. Think about it. They are the Google of that market. And I said, there's got to be reasons why they're so successful, and a couple of them came up. Number one, they say what they do, right? We now live in an instant society. We don't have this stuff where, you know, you can't name your company Aviva LLC and Sons anymore, right?
Right.
People now want to know instantly what you do. So if you're out there branding yourself as some creative name that nobody gets it, you know, they're going to move on. People want to know instantly what you do. And 5-Hour Energy says, hey, we give you 5 hours of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing that's great about it is they know their customer. And they know that they solve their customers' problems. Think about it. If you want to go out clubbing in Vegas at 11 o'clock all night, what's about the amount of hours you would need? About five, six hours,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, what's the exact amount of hours you would probably need of energy after lunch?
Oh, you needed to make it through till 5 o'clock, so 5 hours.
5-6 hours, right? So they anticipated the market. And this is one of the smartest things that any business owner can do, if you're listening to this right now, is you need to anticipate what your customers want. It's not about what you want to give. It's about what your customers want. And that's business sales and marketing 101. And there's just so many other things that they've done. It's just a great brand to really examine.
Well, it's interesting to me because they really carved out a niche that was dominated by coffee. You know, I grew up, I'm a baby boomer, so when I grew up, we all knew Juan Valdez and Colombian coffee. That was the first branding of an energy drink that I can think of. But how did 5-Hour Energy really differentiate itself from what was the leader there, coffee, and even Starbucks, which has sort of preempted coffee from coffee itself?
Well, I think, you know, they looked at the market and they said, you know, there are 300 million Americans. Let's just talk about Americans.
Okay.
300 million Americans or so in change. And I don't remember what the exact number is, but I think less than half of them drink coffee.
Okay.
So what do 50% or more of 300 million people do to get extra energy? Right?
All right.
That's a huge marketplace. It's another example of looking at where there's a need. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In your products and services, the business that you have, are you looking at where there's a need and giving and creating a product or service that these people actually want, and then saying what you do and doing all of those things?
I see. So they really took the sort of the contrary position. They were the alternative to coffee, alternative to sugar.
Well, I mean, I think it just happened. And I think Red Bull led the way. Obviously, people got used to the fact of energy drinks because, you know, they broke through. And then it was like, oh, well, you know what? Red Bull, we don't like the taste of it. And, you know, if I'm a, you know, 50-year-old mid-level executive, I kind of look like a jerk carrying around a can of Red Bull, in my opinion. So maybe I just have this little shot, you know, put it in my briefcase. And it's just an alternative. Think of being an alternative to your market.
There you go. All right. We're talking to Jim Cockrell, everybody. He's the author of a brand new book, Attention. This book will make you money, How to Use Attention Getting Online Marketing to Increase Your Revenue. And Jim, you in your book bring out one character in the book. Actually, he's not a character. It's a real person in your book who's a friend of the show. You talk about Matthew Lesko. You use him as an example. He's a friend of the show. He's a frequent guest on the show. Tell us, what lessons can we learn from Matthew Lesko?
So I was just at a show out with Matthew on Friday, and him and I did another interview together, but I interviewed him for the book. And what I love about Matthew is that he's built a 25-plus year career out of being this kind of wacky guy who gets attention. But what people don't realize is that he's also built 25 years of getting millions and millions of dollars of free publicity and has the ability to get people to take their wallet out, open it up, and hand him money and buy his products and services. So what Matthew always says, and what I love, one of the things I love most about Matthew is he says, you know, if you're in the middle, nobody remembers you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to play on the edges. And what I argue in the book is your ego holding you back from profit? Is your ego holding you back from being successful? Let's assume for one moment that you are in business to get more sales, more leads, and more publicity, right? That's everyone's goal.
Everybody's goal, yeah.
So if you're discrediting an idea that may be fun, outrageous, a little bit different, because you're worried about how you are going to look or how your customers are going to perceive you, then you may be letting your ego get in the way. Matthew's a great example. You know, before you talk to Matthew and you say, how did you get publicity before you put the suits on and you did all that stuff? And he's like, no one would return my calls. I couldn't get on a show. Couldn't do anything. And then after he started coming up with this wacky persona, now he can't go to a show, and if he tries to go on without the suit, and they say, no, you have to come on with it.
So he's branded himself using that question mark suit, and that's really what's set him apart from the rest of the crowd. And what's interesting in that is really that he's marketing free information, isn't he? I mean, the information that he gives you is available from other sources.
As far as I know, yeah. I mean, he basically just explores where you can get free money from the government and puts it into a guide and helps you. I mean, look, there's two reasons people come to the internet, and two reasons only. Number one, to have a problem solved, and number two, to be entertained. Everything we do online falls under one of those two categories. Matthew is just like Google. Google's the world's biggest problem solver, right? People don't have time. They need to find the information for something. They go to Google, they type it in, and they find it. That's why Google's number one. Matthew's the exact same way. They have a problem. They need to get money to do something. They need to do this. People inherently will pay for someone to make it easier for them. And that's another sales lesson there. Are you making it easy for your customers? Because the people who make it the easiest and solve problems the best will always win.
We're talking to Jim Cockrell, everybody. His new book, Attention, This Book Will Make You Money. Now, Jim, you're noted for saying, doers get what they want, others get what they get. What do you mean by that catchphrase?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true, especially in the internet business. But it's the doers who get what they want, and everyone else gets what they get. Because in the internet business, there's so many new things to try. There's so low-level barrier of entries, the cost, the pricing. I mean, I just released an ebook today called FiveBuckEbook.com, and it's a free ebook, and it teaches people how to use a service called Fiverr.com, where you can buy like logos for $5 and videos for your company. I mean, it's an amazing service, and I give 100 ways that you could do that. These things didn't exist years and years ago. I mean, if you can go out and spend at least a tiny bit of money and a lot of your time and be a doer, you can be very, very successful in the internet business.
Now, that is true. And one of the things that impresses me about you is the caliber of people that you market to, the caliber of people that you advise. And one of the stories that I find absolutely revealing about how powerful your information is that you got a person who was a billionaire to listen to what you had to say. I mean, this guy's made billions. What does he need your advice for? But you had enough of a hook to get him. So tell us a story about Mark Cuban.
Yeah, Mark Cuban is the billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks NBA basketball franchise, and he got that billion because he sold Broadcast.com to Yahoo back in, 1999 for, $3 billion or something like that. It was the deal of the century. He says, he always says, I'm the luckiest person you'll ever meet. how do you get hold of a billionaire, right? How do you get somebody like a billionaire to pay attention to you? So what I did is I said, I'm going to see if I can get this guy to call me. So I bought a domain name called markcubanpleasecallme.com. And I put up a little simple website, and I put up a little reasoning why I wanted him to call me, just so I could see the power of the web at work, to see if I could get my name in front of a billionaire without ever really having to do anything other than put a little website up. So I put this little website up. I sent out a press release for $30 on PR Web, and I got a call about 2 days later, and it said, Jim, hi, my name's whatever from Dallas Morning News. I cover Mark Cuban. I saw your news release come across my desk, and I want an interview because I'll do a little story about it. So I did this little story talking about what I was trying to do. The reporter calls me back about two hours later, and he says, I just spoke to Mark Cuban, and he says he hates you. And long story short, apparently there was another person named Jim Kay online for years who had been harassing him, and I guess he thought it was me.
Yeah, he thought you were a stalker.
But the point is this, is right, the guy, he never did call me. However, here's what did happen. I was going to speak at a Blog World conference, and he was the closing keynote. And the owners of the Blog World conference knew I had a relationship with him just from that story. And they said, why don't you introduce him? And I said, fine. So I got up in front of 4,000 people and did an introduction of him that made the whole audience laugh and made him laugh. And he remembered who I was. Now I've got the guy's email, right? Now he remembers who I am. I got his attention. Remember, this is the key. Getting someone to remember you. Now I'm emailing the guy back and forth. I'm getting advice from him. I did work with his movie studio with my blog kits company. I've got a relationship with him. He wrote a blurb on the back of my book. If you want to get somewhere, you want to get the attention of someone, try something unique and fun, because if they remember you, then you can leverage that into other things.
Oh, that's great. We're talking to Jim Cockrell, everybody. His latest book, Attention, This Book Will Make You Money. Jim, if somebody likes what they're hearing, likes the sound of your voice, they're just curious to learn more, where would you direct them to go?
Just head on over to jimcockrell.com, KUKRAL.com, or attentionthebook.com.
attentionthebook.com, and that will get you there as well. Jim, it has been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for all of the knowledge, and thank you for writing this book, Attention, This Book Will Make You Money. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Great. And we'll be back with our next guest after this short break.